Hello to all the magical, mythical musicians out there. I am your host, Ethan Kearney, and this is Ivory Discussions. I actually almost forgot the name of my own podcast right there. So today we're going to be talking about the song Seven Rings by Ariana Grande. So basically this song is like Ariana Grande flexing to her maximum capacity, because literally throughout the whole song, like, we're going to go through the lyrics, and basically seven rings is like, I have a whole bunch of money and I have enough to afford seven rings. First of all, I don't even know why you would need seven rings in the first place, but that's beyond me. Oh, wait, because I'm broke. Oh, that's probably why I don't understand. Okay, so let's dig on into this. So the first bars are like, breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things. So that's just kind of like, you know, the regular girly stuff, I would say. Listening to that, you know, it's pretty tamed right now. Because girls, you know, okay, some get tattoos. A lot of girls like lashes. I would think that all girls love diamonds, because, you know, when they get that wedding ring, they like those. I don't know about the ATM machine thing. But next bar. Been through some bad ish. I should be a sad bitch. Who would have thought it turned me into a savage? Rather be tied up with calls and not strings. Write my own checks like I write what I sing. I mean, that's just independence right there. She's saying, I mean, that's pretty straightforward, to be honest. She's been through some bad stuff, and now she's a savage. Now, here we go, and this is kind of like the pre-chorus. All right, so then she says, my wrists, stop watching. My neck is flossing. Make big deposits. My gloss is popping. You like my hair? Gee, thanks. I just bought it. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it. That's basically like it. Basically, at this point, Ariana is like, yo, I can go get whatever I want, whenever I want. Can't nobody tell me I can't buy it. Because guess what? You're not Ariana Grande. So, you know, I'm me. I'm doing me. All right, so let's continue. So there's another set, pre-chorus, whatever. Wearing a ring, but ain't gonna be no misses. Bought matching diamonds for six of my itches with a B. I'd rather spoil all my friends with my riches. Think retail therapy, my new addiction. I wish that I had buying stuff as an addiction. Like, well, okay, not like buying stuff, because, you know, that's a shopaholic. But I mean, like, I wish I had the expendable income to just say, hey, you know what? I want something that costs $13,000. I can buy that. You know, like, I wish I had that type of money to just say that, you know, retail therapy, my new addiction. Dang. And then, you know, I'm going to say this. When I get rich, you know, I got my little squad, you know, it's four of us in there. I don't know if I'm buying the homies rings. I don't know. It just depends. I mean, if you got Ariana Grande guap, I don't know. You might be able to do that. But me, I mean, y'all might get some rings, maybe. Not really expensive rings. All right, so the next line. Whoever said money can't solve your problems, this is the one that got me too, must not have had enough to solve them. They say which one? I say nah, I want all of them. Happiness is the same price as red bottoms. Let that sink in. Whoever said money can't solve your problems must not have had enough to solve them. Now think about this for yourself. Think to yourself, how many times have you said money can't solve all of your problems? How many times have you heard like a therapist or, I don't know, a psychiatrist or somebody with an ist at the end of what their title is? And they tell you money can't bring you happiness. And Ariana just like debunked that whole thing and was like, nah, you just ain't got enough money to solve that problem. You're just broke. That's really what she just said. Like, I actually felt offended when I actually realized that that's what she said, because I'm the type of person that thinks, oh, you know, I mean, like, I can't buy friendship. I mean, you kind of can, low key. I mean, not true friendship, but you can buy friendship with some money. You know, just put some money in somebody's face and they'll be like, oh, wait, what did you say? You know, it's like that. And then she says, they say, which one? I say, nah, I want all of them. Basically, Ariana got the bag. Like, yeah, we're out here fumbling the bag. We need to get like Ariana Grande and get the bag, secure the bag. All right, next line. My smile is beaming. My skin is gleaming. The way I shine, I know you've seen it. I bought a crib just for the closet. Both his and hers, I want it, I got it. Now, I don't think that's a great investment to buy a house just because you like the closet. I would suggest that you just adjust your current house that you have and then, you know, just make another closet. That's kind of wasting money. But, you know, Ariana can do whatever she wants to do with her money. You know, that's, I mean, all right. Next line. Yeah, my receipts be looking like phone numbers. If it ain't money, then wrong number. Black card is my business card. The way it be setting the tone for me. I don't mean to brag, even though she's been doing that the whole song, but I be like, put it in the bag. That's like, first of all, even if I ever get rich, which I plan on getting rich, but if my receipts are as long as a phone number, I'm gonna have a problem because I'm too frugal for that. I'm not gonna go out here, spend all this money on like Gucci this, Gucci that, Louis Vuitton that, Versace this, Versace that. You know, like that's, if you have the money, then why would you go? Well, I mean, if you have the money, you can spend it. But I'm just saying, like, if you have $1 million, let's say I have $1 million, right? Okay, why am I gonna go put my million into depreciating assets? Like, the only thing, me personally, I love cars, so I'm gonna have to get a car. I gotta get a nice car. Might get two, but that's just me. You know, you can get that one kind of silly thing, but then the rest of the stuff should be investments and something that can grow. So then you'll have even more money, and then you can kind of spend stupid money. I mean, because if you have like a lot of passive income, then I mean, at that point, you're constantly regaining it without really doing work. So that's okay. But like, if I was in Ariana Grande's position as a music artist, I would start taking the money that I'm making, putting it up, because all that tour stuff, you know, that's great. All this, that's great for now, you know what I'm saying? But then when she gets older and she can't do as much as she used to, then it's like, she's paying for her current life with less money when she gets older. If I have, let's just say this is off the wall, but let's just say I got my million and right now my expenses are $500,000. Okay. So throughout my touring years on a regular level, if I'm regularly touring, I'm able to keep that up with the regular amount of tours that I have. Okay. Now let's just say I get older and my tours start slowing down. And let's just say hypothetically, I'm still making the same amount of money that I'm making from the past tours. So I'm currently doing less tours for the same amount of money. My expenses have not gone down. They're going to stay $500,000. You know, so if you're an artist, I feel like you should have the brains to know, hey, let me not spend all my money on this, or let me not buy the biggest house in the neighborhood, because let's just say all of this fails and I have to go get a regular job. If I'm in a $7.2 million home, but I'm only making $300,000 house money after my career has done what it's gonna do, I'm probably not done paying off the house. So what's going to happen to me? That's why these stars go bankrupt. That's why football players are always just broke, because they don't do right with their money. But anyway, that's a rant. But let's get back to what she was talking about. So she said, if it ain't money, then wrong number. That's a good mindset to have, kind of. But the way it be setting the tone for me, I don't mean to brag, like I said, but I put it in the bag. Let's see. When you see them racks, they get stacked up like my butt, even though Ariana Grande is like flat as a pencil. But anyway, shoot. Go from the store to the booth. Make it all back in one loop. Give me the loot. Never mind, I got the juice. Nothing but net when we shoot. Look at my neck. Look at my jet. Ain't got no money to pay me respect. Ain't no budget when I'm on the set. If I like it, then that's what I get. So one of these lines goes back to what I was just talking about. It says, make it all back in one loop. Give me the loot. So, like I said, currently Ariana Grande is in like the prime of her career. So if she's out here, you know, doing traveling, doing that now, she can make that money back that she spends right now. But if I'm spending, let's just say this, if I'm spending $5,000 and I go do a gig and that pays me $5,000, I have no profit. It's like I'm just recycling the same money. And the point of doing different things, of making money, is so that you can have some extra. You want to have residual money. You don't want to just have... That's like if I have, like I said, $500,000 worth of expenses and I have $1 million right now. Okay, right now I'm making $1 million. But then my tours go down. So I don't want to have... Even if my tours go down, I don't want to have $500,000 expenses and make $500,000, because then I can't do anything else. Like, it's just like, okay, expenses done. All right. But maybe I want to go to the movies. Oh, can't do that because you only got $500,000. You know, so it's like that. So this is how my mind works. I wouldn't, if I made that much money, I wouldn't go spend all of it, do these things, and then go make it back to just get the equal amount. Like, it shouldn't be an equilibrium. It should be one scale is higher than the other. All right, so, and that's basically it for the lyrics. Now, I would say the musicality of the song. I'm thinking about naming this Seven Rings or Favorite Things, because the way the melody flows, it's the exact, like, copy and paste melody from Favorite Things when she's saying, the very, very beginning, because like bum 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 dun 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 dun. And then she, you know, goes into the ba da 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 da, you know, that's how she sings the rest of the song. But the way it flows, it's like a trap Favorite Things. It's like if the song was made now, which is pretty good, it's pretty clever, but I just don't like, when I first heard the song, I was like, I don't really like this, because that's, I don't know, it's just, it's like when people know something, you don't like it to be touched or tampered with, or, you know, I mean, which there are different versions of Favorite Things, which I'm okay with them, but it feels like it takes something from the original when you completely, like, when you use the same chord structure, the same pattern of chords, use them in the same flow, like same rhythm and everything, it makes it feel like when you do it to something else, it almost disrespects the original sometimes. I mean, because I know rappers use samples all the time where they literally just take stuff and like put it in, but they do a little magic on it or whatever, so you kind of have to know the sample in order to know, like, you have to know the song in order to know where the sample's coming from, because sometimes producers are pretty sneaky about that. But it just feels like they completely copied and pasted the song, you know. That's why I didn't like it at first, but now, you know, if I was a girl, I would probably be bobbing my head back and forth, like, you know, like, ow, you know what I'm saying, like on that Cardi B type stuff, because the song is, I'm not gonna lie, I was reading the producers on this song, it's a lot of people, I'm not going to read the names, but they've been making some bangers so far, because I was thinking, I'm like, I got to do Thank You Next. I'm doing Seven Rings right now. She just came out with a song called Boyfriend. And it's like, these songs are great. It's just this one of those songs. I would say this one is like a song for girls and a flex. It's a flexing song for girls because a dude's not really going to do some of that stuff. Like buy my homie 7 rings. I'm not going to go and, I don't know, get stuff that's as thick as my behind when, like I said, she has no behind. You know, buy weave and all that stuff, you know, like that. Like, I mean, dudes buy other stupid stuff. We buy cars, we buy big bulky things, and women just buy stuff in bulk. But those are really my opinions on the song. Let me know what you guys think about it once you listen to the podcast. There's an option for you to send me a voice message. So send me a voice message, guys. It will really be helpful. Request a song. This is kind of like this is my first song review. So guys, don't hit me too hard with the Ethan, you should have done this, Ethan, you should have done that. I'm trying to think about how I can input the music to the songs, but you know, gotta make sure I don't get copywritten and all that stuff. Which I know, like YouTube reaction videos, they be having like the whole video and they don't get copyright struck. So, you know, we're gonna see. But guys, like in the ad, I'm horrible at technology, so just give me a second, just bear with me, keep listening to the podcast so we can see the progression. You know, guys, you know, please help a brother out. Thank you. Next. So yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Like I said, please input your comments with the voice message, and I will see you next time. Ethan out. Peace.